This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Executive Director of Wildlife Prairie Park, Doug Dillo. He's here to tell us more about two upcoming events this Saturday, Art in the Wild, as well as the Wildfire Concert Series, which continues Saturday evening. Doug, welcome to Out and About.
My pleasure to be here.
So we were so excited to learn about this new event that really celebrates all of the artwork that Wildlife Prairie Park has. Can you tell us a little bit about the planning behind this and how you decided to have this event?
Well, as you said, art is certainly a central part of many of the attractions at Wildlife Prairie Park. Many of them have been there for a long time, but they've not been highlighted recently. And as we look at our continuing development of programs and reasons why folks might want to come visit Wildlife Prairie Park, it was obvious that we should focus on art. And the summer months, sometimes we need a little motivation to get out of the comforts of air conditioning and what would cause me to get up and come out on a nice warm July day. So we're thinking, well, we have some air-conditioned facilities too, so we can highlight our art and also give you a different experience.
Yeah, and this is something that maybe people have experienced some of the artwork at the park, but they just haven't realized the scope or the amount of artwork that's on the campus.
That's exactly right. We were doing a quick count, and there's over 30 different sculptures, not counting some of the other features that we have in the museum and the visitor center. There's just a lot of different fine art pieces throughout the park.
And you mentioned before we started recording today, there's some pieces that are very iconic. The colt, right?
Yes.
So people, you know, they take their kids, they get the picture by the colt. And then there's other pieces that maybe people haven't become acquainted with.
Absolutely. One that probably everybody has seen, but nobody remembers, and if you're walking through the Merrill Woods and you stop to see the red fox, there is a fox sculpture laying in a natural pose right below the area, and probably many of your children have stood on it to watch the red fox, but you don't think about that's where the sculpture is. One of the lesser known and lesser seen sculptures, one of our most dramatic, is our bald eagle that's at Hazel's Hill. Again, one of our unique, pristine visual sites within the park, but you got to know to go up there and take a look, and it's just a wonderful piece that's situated as you look out over the landscape.
So the park has quite a collection. Talk about how you accrued the collection. Has this been over the course of several years?
Yes, it is the life of the park. It's been right from the beginning, and the founders of the park, Bill and Hazel Rutherford, this was a key part of the experience that they wanted to create. Mr. Rutherford was very creative and innovative in ways that he could make the park more interesting and attractive to visitors. The story goes that they were traveling in Europe, and they were in a location in Germany, and there was a sculpture, and there was a long line of families to get their picture taken with the sculpture, and that was sort of the inspiration to Mr. Rutherford. He said, I need to create that opportunity at the park. And that's what was the genesis of having the colt commissioned. And absolutely, it is true, as with a lot of the bronzes, when you touch them and rub them, they get the shiny spot. Our colt has its shiny spot where kids have been sitting on it for years and years and years to have that family picture taken.
And I have to say, I was very excited because we got my daughter's picture taken on the colt for the first time this summer. So I look forward to adding that, you know, for many years to come, seeing how she grows. Now, you have a new addition being added to the collection. Tell us about that.
Well, as you well know, there's this exciting program in Peoria called Sculpture Walk, and that's brought so many wonderful new pieces of art to the community that we get to enjoy for a year at a time. But they're available for sale. And at the end of this past year, one of our board members, Bill Cerrone, and his wife Paula were very attracted to the Hope sculpture and felt very, very strongly that that's a piece that represented so many of the beliefs and the attitudes of the park, and that the park would be a great place for that particular sculpture's permanent placement. And so through their generosity, they secured it for us, and that in conjunction with the planning for our art day, we said, well, that would be the perfect time. It all lined up, kind of the stars were in alignment here as its tenure with the downtown finished, that we could move it to the park and time it for this event on Saturday.
For people who haven't seen the sculpture Hope, can you describe it and also give us a sense of where it's placed
Sure.
in the park?
Well, it's unique in comparison to our other sculptures. The vast majority of our other sculptures are bronze. And so this is wood. It's a more modern representation, and it represents a family. And it's a father with a son on his shoulders and a mother holding a small child, and they are obviously together looking at something around them, enjoying their surroundings. And we've positioned it in our main brick area over close to the Bison Overlook, and it's in one of our flower beds, and it's positioned in a way that as you make your way to the overlook, you're going to see this family. And it really is representative of all the families that come to our park and enjoy all the different experiences, looking at the animals, spending time together and creating that special family time together. And it's that nice representation, and it's set in a location where we do a lot of weddings and can be a signature part of the wedding ceremony that's out on the brick area.
Well, that sounds like a future photo op for many more of people to come.
We would think so. We would think so.
So let's talk about the actual program of the day. So we have this event, Art in the Wild, and I know you have lots of components to it. Can you kind of give us the highlights of what people can experience when they come?
Sure. We want it to be a participatory kind of an activity, so we tried to get things that people would be able to actually do things themselves. And so first and foremost, we want to highlight our own art. And so we have, over the last several months, been putting together a little sculpture guide so that when you do come to the park, you have a nice little brochure that shows you where all the different sculptures are throughout the park. And so there'll be opportunities to go look at the art. And then because it's spread out throughout the park, some of them are a little farther away, we have hay racks, and we'll be transporting people around the park so that they can get to the other locations that they may not know where they are or not be able to physically walk to. And those hay racks will be leaving from the visitor center on an hourly basis so that you can go out and look at these. We also have a duck decoy display and a wood carver who is showing how he carves duck decoys. That'll be in the log room. We also are going to have an activity over in our education building, Forest Hall, where kids can make an art project that they can do. We have one of our local artists that's going to bring out his pottery mobile.
Yes.
And you all, I had to get my lingo correct. You can throw a pot.
Yes, with Jacob Grant.
Yes. So he will have his equipment there, and visitors will have that opportunity. And then our highlight event will be the dedication of Hope, and having the Cerrones as well as members of the Rutherford family will be there. And we'll give a little short presentation on what some of the history of the park artwork is and just share some information in that way.
That sounds like an incredible opportunity for families to come out to the park. As if that weren't enough, you have another event that happens right after this one. Let's talk about
the
concert.
Yeah, they kind of overlap.
Yeah.
So then this will be our second concert in our Wildfire Concert Series. It will be Saturday evening. That takes place on the west side of the park, so the other side of the entrance. It's a local band, 3½ Men, and it's an outdoor, open-air concert. And you pay a $5 per person admission. You bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, come out, sit in the grass. We do have our on-site caterer, Hy-Vee. We'll have food and drinks available, and you come over. The gates open at 5, the music starts at 7, and they'll be playing until 11. And so this is something new. We haven't tried this before, and we had our first one. We'll do one a month from now through October. Wildfire, that's not an accident. Weather permitting, we will have a giant bonfire a little bit of questions about fire in July, really. Do we really want a hot fire? And everybody's saying, just remember this in September and October. Mm-hmm. That's when it'll be exciting.
That's right. And just to highlight, you've booked some fantastic local bands. I know you started the series in June with SMD and the Underground and the Smokers Blues Band. As you said, this Saturday it's going to be 3.5 Men. In August, the Cusack Brothers and the Brazilianaires in September, and of course, Jam Sandwich in October. So a fantastic lineup, and this happens once a month through October, correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, thank you so much for being on the show today, and we just wish you a fabulous event on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Doug Dillo of Wildlife Prairie Park about Saturday's event, Art in the Wild, and the Wildfire Concert Series. Also this weekend, the Contemporary Arts Center hosts a combined reception this Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., featuring music by Sandra Mosley. The reception celebrates the two current exhibits on display, one by photographer Natalie Jackson O'Neill, entitled Crowns of Empowerment, in the Preston Jackson Gallery, and one by sculptor William C. Stone, his exhibit A Presence, featured in Gallery 3R. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. If you want to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.